What is up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 72. Today, we got the recap episode of the Alex Hartsuff interview. So get ready. We got a lot to cover on this episode. Just to clarify, what the hell is going on with my music? I don't know, all right? I keep going through YouTube looking for all these songs, and I want to be the new song, and I listen for hours, and I find some that are okay, and then I throw it on. And the last song that I had on the last episode, I'm already sick of it, so we're moving on. Here's the original song. Who really cares about the music at the end of the day? I know you guys are here for the content, but just to clarify why I seem to be so indecisive is because I am kind of, I like to be an innovator, and I always find that I think that there's always a better way to do something, or like, where is that perfect song? And I am determined to find it, but yeah, that's an update. Who cares what the music is? Let's just get into the content. So if you have not heard the interview yet with Alex, you can still listen to this episode, but make sure you go back and hear the original ideas that he had, because man, it was some awesome stuff. And it is called Creating Viral Coaching Content. And whether you are a coach or not, I do believe that every single episode of this show does have a valuable piece of information to you, like within the episode, even if you aren't a coach. Like, you still talk on camera, right? You still teach your audience things, even if it's teaching them about how to use your product. You still communicate in that way. So, very valuable episode. And in today's episode, I've got a list of the few things that I actually want to piggyback on, because they are big game changers for me. And I'm going to give you guys some actionable steps on how you can apply them into your business. So the first thing we're going to talk about is when he said that learned experience is so much different than I can't remember how he says it. Experiential knowledge is better than learned knowledge, which means that it's one thing to just learn something in a book and then think like, all right, I got it. But it's a whole other thing to go out and apply it, because there's always going to be things that you would never even be taught on. There's so many little technical barriers, specific barriers to whatever your business is, things that would not be taught in a book or heard on a podcast or in any course or whatever. At the end of the day, you can watch so much content and digest it, and it's all great content. But until you've actually gone out and tried to apply it, there are so many things that can go wrong. You do have to be okay going out there, trying it, failing your way through it, and you might find success right away. You don't have to fail, right? If you did your proper research beforehand, the whole reason that people buy courses or hire coaches is because they don't want to fail their way to success, or at least they don't want to be by themselves when they are encountering these failures. They want someone who has been there before that can answer their specific questions. Excuse me. So yes, what I'm getting at is that you have to adapt this kind of thinking of knowing that you're only going to be so prepared to take on entrepreneurship from reading and getting coached. Very, very necessary. You don't want to start from scratch with no model that you're following, and you're just, you know, hopefully this works. You don't want to do that. You want to follow a proven model. But even as you follow that proven model, you have to have the idea that you might not get it down right the first time, but through experiential knowledge and going through it and asking questions and seeking out the answers that you need is going to eventually get you the results. And then it is so much easier to teach from your own perspective, rather than to just listen to information and regurgitate it. That is fine, but it is so much harder to teach in a proper way until you have these own stories for yourself. And Gary Vaynerchuk, he essentially always says, you know, be obsessed with failing in your 20s. And I have gone through so many business struggles in my 8 years of entrepreneurship now, and so many of them are so, were so specific to me. They would never even happen to other people. They would never even be taught. But the lessons that you learn through it, you just get better and better over time. Even if it's two completely different businesses, you could open up a gym and it fails and you have to close it down, and then you could open up an e-commerce company selling products not related to fitness at all, and you will still take away so many life lessons from that business opportunity. And even if it was a failure, it doesn't matter. Failure even teaches us more, right? Failure is the greatest teacher, as they say. I think that's Gandhi. If not, it's like Yoda or something. So be okay with failure is the main point I'm trying to make, because you are going to have to go through it. You can't go through, like, you wouldn't even have a good story. If you opened a business, it was successful the first time, you're like, yeah, first month, we just killed it. You wouldn't even have a good story. The success story tied to that isn't great. So know that great stories have a hardship, and then they lead to success later. So don't be afraid to go through that part, because no matter what, the time is going to pass either way. It's a Jim Rohn quote that I absolutely love. He says, don't worry about the difficulty or the time it's going to take to do something. The time is going to pass either way. So maybe it does take a couple years before you could actually consider your own business a success. Do you want to be looking back in 3 years saying, well, this would be about the time that it would probably start being successful, but instead I am still in that same position that I was in 3 years ago because I didn't want to take the leap because I knew it was going to take a lot of time. It was going to be a big struggle. And ultimately, if you don't talk to yourself in a way that is positive and reinforcing to yourself, you won't have the confidence to take on business. So write this down or instill this in your mind. Confidence comes from the way we talk to ourselves about ourselves. Whenever you see someone that's confident, it means that they would actually have good things to say about themselves if you asked. That's not cockiness. So many people think, oh, that's being cocky. Don't toot your own horn. You know, society doesn't like that. And that's true. Society doesn't like that because most of society is living in fear. The fear of failure is bigger for them than the fear of not trying. And the essence of entrepreneurship is that we are so much more scared of not trying and not seeing what we can do because, hey, if someone can do it, why not me? If other people are doing it out there, they're no smarter than me. They've got access to the same resources. Maybe it takes me longer. I don't get success as fast as them. I got to find a different path. I got to create my own path, but it doesn't matter. I know it can exist. Gun to my head, I know I could open that business. If my life depended on it, if my family's life depended on opening that business successfully, of course I could do it over time. So guess what? If you can do it with a gun to your head, you can do it without a gun to your head, as long as you have that level of discipline for yourself. So know that it's going to be hard, accept that it's going to be hard, and love that it's going to be hard, because easy stuff does not create character. Easy stuff does not create incredible income. Easy stuff does not create incredible life stories. So know that at the end of our lives, we will be a summary of our stories and our memories that happened in life. And you will never hear an old man talking about a story of something that was horrible in their life, and they're still talking about it through that lens. They will be talking about this horrible experience and the great things that came from them going through it. And know that that will be you on the other side of it. And the journey is fun. You keep a good mentality throughout the whole way. And sometimes life just beats you up. Sometimes I'm going through life, I just got a freaking car accident like an hour ago. Like all these things happen constantly. Like I was recording a video and someone backed into my car. So it just happens and it's fine. I laughed. I was like, sweet, it's not my fault. I'm gonna get a new bumper. Just look at life through those lenses. Is it going to matter 5 minutes from now? Is it going to matter in 5 years from now? that answer is almost always no. So don't let it affect you in the present moment, because your productivity is based around where you are able to center your thoughts around. That's something that Alex talks about, is that your focus is of utmost importance. You guys have maybe heard this before, but Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, I think they were with Bill's dad or Warren's dad, one of their dads, probably Bill's, and they both got asked by Bill's dad separately, what, if you had to say one word, is the most important word to your success? And both of them said focus. Without knowing each other's answers, they were brought to separate rooms and they both said focus. And it makes so much sense. If you go throughout your day and you dwell on past situations, and believe me, guys, it is difficult to get those thoughts out of our heads, but dwelling on the past is the quickest way to keep us from earning what we want in the future. Dwelling on a past relationship makes it impossible to be open and ready to that new one. Dwelling on a previous business failure makes it nearly impossible to open up a new business with the right mentality if we're still stuck on it. It happened. Have confidence in the natural course of your life that it was supposed to happen like that. It was supposed to happen. It's the same concept of everything happens for a reason. And when we're going through it, the struggle part, man, that statement, it's like, screw that statement. F you. I don't want that to be how it happens. I don't want this to be necessary to my story, because I'm in the struggle part and it sucks. But man, you in a couple weeks, you in a couple years is going to be looking at, maybe it's even today, or that struggle that you went through with such a positive lens. So know that success is a matter of time and commitment and sticking with it, and it is going to be hard. Anyone who tells you entrepreneurship is easy is either regurgitating info and has not actually done it themselves, and they're just looking at an overall model that looks easy, or, oh my God, I don't know who tells you entrepreneurship is easy out there. It is very difficult. It is just very worth it, all right? So props to you guys listening to this, all of you entrepreneurs. It is freaking tough, but the world will be changed by entrepreneurs more than any other group of people, because how is entrepreneurship formed? It is formed by solving the world's problems and selling it to them. All right, who cares that it costs money? It doesn't matter. Don't look at capitalism through a negative lens. I'm getting off on a tangent if I go into that, so I won't. But yeah, that's what entrepreneurship is. What does the world need help with? I'm gonna solve that problem for them. So my hat definitely goes off to you for solving the world's problems. Let's do it together, and let's do it with Instagram. So the next thing that I want to talk about is being able to pivot in your business. This is another thing that's very important for any new business owner, because when you start a new business, you will always have an idea of exactly how you want it to go. You will say, oh, these are going to be our customers. This is going to be our product. We're going to sell it for this much. We'll advertise on here. And then when you actually start to get hard data, or, you know, on like your customer surveys, or just looking at the data of this many people clicked on our website, this many people did this, and you look at the data, it might not be matching up with what you expected. It might not be profitable numbers. You might be finding that you're spending more money on advertising than what you're actually able to sell. And you might need to charge more for that product. You might need to change parts of the product. You might need to change who you think your ideal customer is. And that information, this goes right in line with the experience knowledge, that information will never come to you until you start. So many people have business ideas. And let me tell you, every business idea you've ever thought of could work with the correct execution, because we are in a global marketplace. When it comes down to, I'm going to open up a brick and mortar store in my town, and it's just, you know, my town is who my audience is, then yeah, you do need to adjust that business to whatever your town is needing at that time. But in a global marketplace where we sell things online or through Instagram and social media, it does allow us that even if you're selling a coffee mug that says I love bacon on it, there are enough people in the world who want that. So it does make it so most business ideas really can work with the correct execution and the ability and the willingness to pivot as you go through your process. So know that whenever you're opening a business, you will have a concrete idea of how you expect it to work in your mind, but 90% of the time, you will have to pivot to make it successful. And a lot of times it is with who you're targeting, with your audience, who you think your top audience is. Some of you guys know that I actually found my initial success selling knives, all right? You probably have heard of the company. It's one of the biggest ones, and I am in the top 200 sales reps to ever be in that company. And when that company started, they thought their market was chefs. And guess what? All of our customers think that too. We talk to them. They're like, oh, you should sell these to chefs. And it makes a lot of sense, right? But we actually found that our ideal client was just the average homeowner looking for, quality knives because most of them suck out there. And for years, the company tried to sell to chefs. And until they pivoted, they never found that success that they needed and the amount of sales that actually could get them to that next level. So be able to pivot. There's a book called Pivot that's essentially about that. But survey your audience. Always get more data. Survey people who buy from you and ask why. Look at all of your customers. Go through each of them individually. Look at what line of work they're in, their income, their hobbies, their interests. What problems are you actually solving for them? Because that live market research and constant market research every year, okay? You get surveys from big companies all the time because they are still trying to figure out exactly who their ideal client is. It's a never-ending search. So don't think that when you start a business and you've got an idea of who those clients are, that you should be set on that. Make sure you are willing to pivot on anything with your business until it works, all right? So let's go ahead and talk about finding your voice and finding that character that you want to be on film. Alex talks a lot about what, a lot of people talk about this. Just start filming yourself. Just start putting stuff out there. Just start trying because you will suck at the beginning. And the only way to stop sucking is much. Like, go back to my first podcast. I would say I suck. Maybe the content's good enough, but by my own standard and what I feel like I can do now, speaking about Instagram and such, that I am better. Of course, I'm on episode 72 now. In episode one, I sucked. But guess what? Episode one, I recorded that on the day that I realized there was a opening in the Instagram podcast market. I was like, why is there not an Instagram podcast that is dominating and it is still the number one social media? Don't even tell me TikTok is even close to the Instagram marketing potential at this present moment at the end of 2019. No, it does not have the same marketing potential as Instagram. So it is number one for marketing by a large margin still.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
So, damn it, what was I saying? I was saying that there was a market open, and the day that I realized it was the day I came out with that first episode. No podcast equipment, none of those other things. I don't hesitate when I see something that needs to be acted on, and it is a very necessary skill in entrepreneurship, and it's something that we talked about at the very beginning of the episode because it was Friday night, And as I said in the episode, neither of us really knew it because we had a lot of stuff that we had to get done and we were pushing out the interview. And we got off the call at like 9 or 10 p.m. and that's just when it needed to get done. Because if things need to get done, you need to drop your hourly wage mentality. This is going to be so key for you. Never, ever, ever, when you're an entrepreneur, never look at your results and your sales and then look at how many hours you worked and divided it out. Because for the first few years, it's going to be like $2 freaking bucks. Okay. Those numbers don't matter at all. Don't worry about what you're making per year. I know that number does matter, obviously, to be able to pay for your life, but don't get caught up in how much money you're making at the early stages. Don't surround yourself with info that will discourage you. I only surround myself with the info that is going to encourage me, because quitting is not an option ever for me. Never, ever, ever do I ever think I'm going to get my resume ready and send it out and apply for a job. I am an entrepreneur till death. You can burn my resume right now. It wouldn't mean anything to me because I'm never going to work for someone else. I already know that. So with that being known, I will only encourage myself from here. I will only surround myself with those numbers. The job is done when it's done. You don't look at, oh, it's 5 o'clock. I only wanted to work till 5 today. Now I'm going to take a break. If your business is not where it needs to be, then I've got some unfortunate news for you in entrepreneurship, or you can look at it as fortunate news if you've got the right mentality. The job is done when it's done. And until your company is working, you don't really stop working. You absolutely get breaks along the way. You absolutely take time for friends and phone calls, and you don't cut people out of your life. You keep those who support you and care about you, and you still support and care about others, and you do your job in every way. But when it comes down to 9 p.m. and you're getting kind of tired and it would be cool to play a video game, sure, maybe you can take a break, play a video game for 30 minutes, but it is totally okay to watch some TV, like at the end of the day when you're like, oh man, I'm getting burnt out, but maybe you turn on the TV, but you still just, you chug away, you get just a few more things done. You just knock off a few more things off your to-do list. Make that day as much of a win as possible. That is what entrepreneurship is as well, is that how many days can you string together in a row that are wins? Every day doesn't have to be a win, but as many days as you can get to be a win will determine how quickly you can find success. So when it's coming down to the end of the day, you really got to have a mentality like, oh man, it's 11. Am I okay with this one? This day is the only freaking December 18th 2019 that I'll ever live. December 18th, 2019 is what today is, and it is the only one that I will ever live. Do I want it to be a win or a loss? Because that W or that L will sit there forever, and I want today to be a win. Now, trust me, when I'm on vacation, I am completely detached and on vacation, and I still love my job, so yeah, I might still check my numbers, so like, because it's fun, right? Entrepreneurship is super fun. Once you're up and going and things are happening for you, it's just like the gym, as we talked about in the episode. Once you start seeing results, it gets more fun. You just have to get through the initial struggles of it's going to suck going to the gym that first time. It's going to suck for the first couple months even. Your body's going to be in pain. It's not going to recover fast, and you are going to have to get through it just like everyone else. If it was easy, then everyone in the world would have a six pack, and if everyone in the world had a six pack, then no one would be able to show their six pack in a way positively. So yeah, maybe it would be cool if everyone could just be super fit super easily, but it's just not how it is, all right? So regardless, it's just not how it is. You are going to have to work for it, but work is fun if you can flip your mindset on it. What is the point of your business? Who are you trying to help? What impact could it have in the world? Well, if those are some pretty big things, and even if it's just, hey, we might be able to impact five people's lives significantly in this year, even if it is just like, oh yeah, we help businesses get more sales. It's not about the money. Those sales, those businesses that are thriving, they have families that they are paying. So know that your business is creating a difference in the world, even if it's for a few people, because those few people, now that they are enabled to find their own success, will be able to now empower others. It has a ripple effect. And when you understand how important it is for the world for you to show up and get your job done and get your business made, motivation won't be very short to you, because you will have a purpose of your business. Whenever I think, oh man, I need more, I got to sell more of my university course, I got to make new ads, I got to get this tweaked, I get that, it is more draining than when I think, man, I have had so many people go through my IGM university course and freaking crush it. Just had Bianca from my course last week get over 1,000 followers and book 4 months worth of her camper van Airbnb. She rents out a camper van in Costa Rica. And she just ran a giveaway that I taught her that booked her out 4 months and got her a new 1,000 followers that are very targeted. And it made me realize, like, I just had a significant impact on her life and everyone that she just found and is going to now, like, her service is awesome, right? They're going to absolutely love it. So know that success, your success will have a ripple effect. And if you are someone who loves to help other people, know that when you are successful yourself, you are in a much better position to help other people. So get in that position. What do you mean you want to start playing video games at 4 and stop at 11 just because you got in a few solid hours of work in? It's about realizing that it's almost selfish sometimes to take a break when your business and you don't fully deserve it yet. So I love to deserve my breaks, but damn, do I want to just deserve them. If I got a vacation coming up, I'm gonna be working so freaking hard the couple months before that. So I hope you guys book some vacations for yourself, because those get you freaking working hard beforehand, because you don't care. You're like, I'm going to Mexico next week. I can work as hard as I need to this week. I don't care about the little video game, about the little TV show or whatever. And trust me, I have plenty of fun with video games and TV when it's time for that. But most people do have an issue with giving themselves a break before they've really earned it. All right. Now let's go into the more, the actual actionable tips. Every time I say actually actionable, it just sounds so dumb. But he talks about viral hacking, which is, he said it perfectly. So I'll explain what it is in case you haven't heard the episode. He did some things such as, like, he would take a Grant Cardone video that already went viral, and then that would be the first post, and then he would do a recap or a analysis of that, of what Grant just said, and have that be like, you can swipe over and watch him. So the idea of this is that, where is my audience's attention right now? No matter what industry you're in, this is applicable to you. Where is all of your audience's attention right now? Now, what you're going to do is you're going to take viral content that already exists in that market. Then you are going to reflect on it in an original way with your own video on it, in the caption even, but it is even better to have your own video on it right next to it, because they're going to see a familiar face and recognize that, and they're going to like it easier. They're going to comment easier. They're going to click on the thumbnail easier when they see a recognizable thing on that front image. And then you are going to introduce yourself to them on the back end by already capturing their attention, because we already know where it is. So let me just think of a random example. I had a client the other day that they were selling eco-friendly products. Now, a lot of attention right now in that world is on Greta Thunberg. Whether you agree with her or not, it doesn't matter. A lot of attention is on her. So you could just take one of her videos, right? She was like Person of the Year last year. So you could take one of her videos and then you can swipe over, and then you can agree with her or not, whatever you actually think. It doesn't matter if you're agreeing or not, or if you're agreeing with parts. Just realize where your audience's attention currently is, because if you're trying to build a name for yourself, exactly as Alex said, then it means you don't have one yet. So already use reputable brand names that people already recognize in your industry. Put that out as content. It is fine to repost on Instagram. It is totally fine, all right? Just be original and give credit where it's due, and you can do that, but I just love the concept, and look for me on my IGM Secrets account to be giving you guys some real examples of this, because I do wanna obviously apply this technique. But if you want to see like actually how it's done, I will be doing it actively on over the next week or two on my @IGMSecrets account. If you don't follow me and you on Instagram and you listen to the podcast, come on, that's lame. That you're not even getting the full value from me. I'm just going to be straight up. You are not getting the full value from me if you only follow my podcast and not my Instagram. So let's talk about another thing with, I'm going to tie it into Facebook groups, because that is where I had to learn the hard way of the most valuable thing that Alex taught me in his interview. And that is, whenever you're teaching coaching content, there's two parts to it. You're going to talk about a common misconception or myth or something that you disagree with, and then you are going to propose a solution. And I was doing it wrong for a long time, and it was really stressing me out, and it was wasting entire days for me. Because what I was doing, if you guys know, I do have a problem with automation software, and I was in this Facebook group that was very based around that they use automation software, and I wanted to go in there and try to debunk it and get some people to listen to me. But I basically posted things like automation software is for short-term businesses, you can get blocked, blah, blah, blah. But I would not propose what to do instead of it. And because of that, the comments were all negative. And everyone, I don't care who you are, everyone hates negative comments to some degree. And it was trending in those Facebook groups. I was getting people who were commenting and checking it out and, you know, getting likes from people, but it wasn't accomplishing the main goal, which is for them to go back to my Facebook profile and find out about what I do, or to just simply, you know, want to ask me for advice or see me as a credible person. And I wasn't really getting it for a while. I kept being like, yeah, I keep debunking the common beliefs in these groups, but I didn't replace those beliefs with something else. And that was very necessary. So if you are someone who's trying to find new clients and customers through Facebook groups and doing posts that have the chance to really trend within those groups, and you actually want them to get you results, make sure you follow his advice there. Don't just propose a problem, otherwise you're an asshole. Propose a problem and a solution to actually be someone that people want to follow and listen to, all right? So guys, that is a rundown of the main keys that I got out of this episode. I hope you liked the beginning of this episode, especially just talking about entrepreneurship, the difficulty of it, but embracing the difficulty, because why would you even want to do something that's easy, that doesn't make you a better person, and at the end of your life, you're not that skilled, you're not able to help your kids as much as if you had gone the hard way. Think about it that way. I always take motivation for, I want to be a great dad someday. I don't even have a girlfriend right now. So it's like, it's going to be a while, right? But I know that a family is very important to me, and providing for them is very important. And I want to be an awesome dad that is able to have a great mentality and be that example for my kids. And that's not going to happen from me doing easy stuff for my whole life. So I will always take the hard road if it is what is going to end up with the most skill, because no matter what, I know I'm not gonna end up homeless. I know I'm not gonna end up, you know, bankrupt, as long as I am not a total idiot with what I do. I just may have to spend some money on advertising or spend some time doing things that don't necessarily work out for a while. It could even be years, right? It could be years before it actually works how I want it to. But like I said, in the words of Jim Rohn, that time is going to pass no matter what. So guys, last thing that I'll say before I sign off here, make sure that you use Alex's code XMAS, EXMAS, at executivenutrition.us and get some of yourself some of that mind control substance. I know the name sounds like, what is it? But it's an all natural supplement. It is to improve your focus through things that have already been proven to work for years, but it's just an awesome combination of them so that you can keep your focus and work throughout the day if you don't want to resort to constant coffee with the crash, constant Adderall, Ritalin, whatever it is that you might be doing when you are not as focused as you want to be. Natural way is always the best way. So executivenutrition.us, code is EXMAS to get 20% off. Just for the listeners of the show, you have until February 14th. But I mean, take them up on it just as soon as you want to, because it's going to be an afterthought for you. If you want to do it and you don't do it today or tomorrow, you're probably never going to do it. So just realize that, because that's just how psychology works. And if you want some freaking amazing info, the best, most advanced information that I've ever given out is in my Instagram masterclass. And I am disappointed in you guys, because I know how many people listen to this podcast, and I can see how many of you have actually gone over there. You're driving around right now. You know you should do it when you get back home. Are you going to freaking do it? Go to igmsecrets.com/masterclass. If I don't blow your mind by the end of that presentation, then I don't know what will, but this is the most advanced information, and it's for people who are ready to actually drive some sales numbers from Instagram right now. Guys, thank you so much for listening. It is the only December 18th, 2019 that you'll ever have. What are you gonna do with it? Peace out.